When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Can tell us, but we don't show prep, so so he had no idea.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha, it's a Six Rick Kane show, can't forget the name though, got Jazz, Blue Vision, DJ break the game code, ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them, we report live from the Hall Ride Stadium, ball 14 for the orange and green, we see the Six Rick champs, it's more than a dream, this is life on the field, beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still, put a damage to your squad. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
Let me bring Melissa in. So I don't think Ethan was asking if he's going to get fired, because that's not happening. However,
if he doesn't
make the ACC championship game this year, it's the beginning of the end. Because you're gonna have to reset a little bit, after this year, because you're losing the quarterback, you're losing half the defense. Mm-hmm. Like there are a lot of fifth year seniors on this team, and this is the year that you kind of need to produce. Melissa, I know you heard the question backstage. Welcome to the other show. Thoughts on that?
I've been on the other show before.
I know. I'm just welcoming you back in.
Me and DJ talked tight ends the last time.
Oh God, don't get him started on
that. You did.
So is the question, what's a disappointing season
for Mario?
We were kind of splitting it where I was.
I mean, I think the expectation by most fans is that we make the ACC championship game. And we kind of said it when I was on the show last time. You bring in all these players from the transfer portal. You got 1 year with Cam Ward. You know, on paper, it's one of the best teams in the ACC. How many times have we heard that? I think if they don't make the ACC championship, I think Mario's disappointed. And I think most of the fans, if not all of them, will be that way.
Yeah, I agree.
And again, I expect us to take a step back in 25. We're losing a lot, so this is kind of where you really need to capitalize.
It's like the basketball teams.
Let's not.
So is Melissa going to be as positive as you, Vish, on this?
I don't think so. I think I'm on an island here.
Vish, did they allow a point on you? I mean, as you went through the 12 games, like how dominant were they?
His loss
was going to be Louisville, but he can't have an L across the board.
I couldn't do that.
By the way, I'm going to disagree on the fact that I think that next year they take a step back. If they win and they make, let's say, the playoffs, or they win the ACC championship, or they go to the ACC championship, I don't think they take a step back. I think that they are okay next year again. I think they will continue to restock in the transfer portal. They've got, again, they've got one of the best recruiting classes in the country already coming in next year.
It doesn't matter. You have a fifth-year senior quarterback and all these fifth-year senior players. It's like Michigan this year. Yeah. They're not going to be terrible, but they're not going to be the number one team in the country.
You're basing it on that everybody else is going to be better and maybe someone else. And there, maybe everybody else is losing a lot of players as well. So you got to think about what they bring in. You don't know what they're going to bring in next year either. That's like – it's like baseball. Like baseball is going to suck this year because naturally they were terrible last year. But look what they did in the transfer portal. I think that it could be the same thing. I think that they could do just as good again in the transfer portal next year and be very competitive and be up there again. So – and you got to remember, right, we had this conversation, you know, before – is Miami going to be that team that's going to be one and done in the transfer portal with regards to how they recruit and then they're going to fall off, or are they going to be part of that pack of 10 or 15 teams that are constantly going to be up there recruiting nationally with their NIL money and being able to go out there and get the best players on a constant basis because they have the staff, i.e. Mario Cristobal, who's going to go out there and forget about everything else except make sure he's getting the right players here. And if you do that, then you're constantly going to have a good team. You're constantly going to be able to field a good team. Can you take a step back per se? I think yes, but at the end of the day, who's to say that there's not another fifth-year quarterback that's going to enter the transfer portal next year, or another third-year guy that's a stud that's going to move on and enter the transfer portal next year and Miami takes him as well.
Let me throw this at you, because this will just be my thing, and I'll get out of the way here and allow Melissa to upset the apple cart here for Vish, because I don't know that we're going to have another undefeated on here. Is at what point, if these players keep coming to Miami, right, through the transfer portal, obviously through normal recruiting means, et cetera, whether for the NIL money or for all the other things that Miami offers, at what point, if Mario can't convert that into consistent winning when it matters, do those players stop coming?
Yeah.
This year?
Yeah, I think
this year.
Yeah, sure. Again, as we mentioned, like if they have an 8-4 season or 7-5 season, then you're going to see that stop. But if Miami, which is exactly what I said at the beginning, if they win and they make the playoffs or they make the ACC championship game, I think that the players continue to come. If you have a terrible season, then you might see a downfall. You might see them kind of regress next year. But I think that if they win –
you can only sell the future for so long.
Right. That's my point.
Right. But if you're – like I said, if you're winning the ACC championship or you're going to the ACC championship or you're going to the playoffs, there's only 12 teams, guys, that can do that.
But if you look at – but the first 2 years, people looked at it as like, oh, Mario doesn't have his guys. They change coordinators, blah, blah, blah. That's what everyone was saying. And even then there was a little bit of a bump in wins. You're going into the third year with Mario. We have the same two coordinators. He's got his guy at quarterback. That was the guy that everyone was saying we wanted. He got him to not go to the NFL and come to Miami. And again, arguably, we have one of the best teams on paper in the ACC. Okay. And our trenches against Florida are we outmatch them on both sides of the ball in the trenches.
Right.
In theory, we should win that game.
Again, I didn't give him a loss. Ethan did. Why are you telling me this?
Hey, I think this is why this year is so important.
This is why this year is so important, because Mario has his guys now. We have consistency with both coordinators.
Yeah. He's all in.
This is why Mario's this year is important. If we don't do well this year, there's going to be a step back in recruiting and in performance on the field.
Look, there's. I get what you're saying, Jazz. You can't just.
But 10 and 2 or 11 and 1.
The number, but if you're replacing your quarterback,
you're going 10 and 2 or 11 and 1.
You're still replacing. You're replacing. You're replacing your quarterback. You're replacing almost the entire defensive line.
Yeah.
You're replacing your best linebacker. Yeah, but you're replacing the idea that you can just.
Ohio State did that this year.
Yeah, but it's Ohio State.
Ohio State has more of a winning tradition in the last 20 years than we do.
It's Ohio State. No, it's Miami also.
Yeah, but Ohio State.
Miami hasn't been Miami in 20 years. You can't say, oh, it's Miami.
How many more years are we going to be like, oh, no, but it's Alabama? No, but that's Miami.
All those programs you mentioned have had more consistency in recent memory than Miami.
Again, I'm not saying the program's going to fall off a cliff. What I'm saying is it has reached a point where it's crescendoing this year. The idea that you're going to, oh, we're going to have a quarterback drop out of the NFL draft after doing his video and come sign with us. Like, do you understand how fluky some of this lining up was? They killed the Pac-12, so we took the best running back and best quarterback out of it. Like, this is all crescendoing here. So I'm not saying we're going to, oh, we're dead next year. But there is going to, you're not going to replace one for one all of that that we're losing. That's just not happening.
Why not? Sorry. You did it this year.
He's not saying, I literally just explained
how we fluked into it this year. Okay,
they're going to play lucky this year.
You fluked into it this year with a shitty record. What about next year when you have a good record?
We took advantage of a Pac-12 market opportunity this year.
Screw, who cares about the Pac-12 market?
That's exactly what happened, though.
What do you mean? You got two guys. You got Martinez and you got who else?
Cam Ward.
Your quarterback.
Cam Ward, right?
That's it. Just the best running back and quarterback.
Ward, I get that, but who's to say you can't do that again next year? Like, you can't say that we're Miami and we can't do that every year.
I'm saying.
How are we saying that we're gonna go if we go 5-7 or 6-6? Oh, we're screwed. But if we go 11-1 or 10-2, we're screwed either way. Like, is the national title.
Are we doing the national title? Go ahead, Melissa. Hold on. Pause.
I need Blue's opinion.
What about?
He's like, what are you talking about?
Everyone's talking over each other. Blue, after this season, do you think we have a bit of a downtrend because of everything that we're going to lose, even if we were to go 12-0?
No.
Do you think we have a little bit of a downtrend with how many players we're going to lose?
No. Because like Jazz said, what's going to happen is if you win, the collective is still going to pour in. The Bacardi Collective, the Goya Foods Collective, and they're always going to be able to get kids. They're going to be able to afford them. They have a really good recruiting class. A lot of those kids will stay. The last 2 years they've had a five, they've got kids who are going to plug in and play. Yeah, and I understand what Vish is saying. You got arguably the three best guys in the portal, and a quarterback. And Brown's beating everybody to a pulp there, right?
No relation.
He's by far the best receiver right now in the summer. So you got him. You got a running back in Martinez who has plenty of ammo behind him. So, yeah, I don't think if the only way they're going to really drop off is if they go 6-6 again. But if they're 8-4, 9-3, whatever, they're going to be right there. They'll be right there. It's a work in progress. You look at first week and every other kid that makes a play is so last year he played at Wisconsin or last year. So everybody's doing it. On paper, Vish is 100% right. I mean, they did land some of the best players around, but games not played on paper. And like I said, I know the atmosphere. I've seen it in Gainesville, and you can make one mistake and be down 14-0. And, and that is a hostile environment. And if you look back at Cam Ward, he hasn't been anywhere near this type of environment. And he's looking great in practice, and he looked great during the spring. But until he's in a game, we don't even know. That's why I said the first game, yeah, it's not vital, but it's going to set the tone. I mean, because if Miami comes out there with a W, they're going to go, we're not going to play in a tougher place. There's no doubt, with more at line, more on online, because they'll have close to 400 recruits there. So, that's a lot of pressure, to perform. So if you come out of there with a W, you go, hey, next step FSU. And if we beat them, then nobody in the States can be able to recruit with you. So there's vital games, but I don't think they're going to drop off. I really don't. I got hell today to finish.
Cam Ward has played at Washington, which is
– Huh?
Cam Ward has played at Washington. He has played in very tough environments.
It's Oregon. Not,
you're going to compare Washington to Gainesville?
Oregon.
I mean, our teams in the early 2000s struggled in Washington and not in Gainesville. So,
if we're gonna say that he lost to Oregon, right? I know he beat Washington.
Yeah, no, he lost to Washington 24-21, but he played well in that again. But you're saying he hasn't. Again, that's with Washington State. Washington was in the championship game.
I get it.
He's played in tough environments. This is not gonna be anything new for him.
Did I get my predictions?
I want to see it because I have thoughts on this too.
All right, well, so the floor is yours. Let me bring up the
Floor is yours. Did you just say the floor is yours with Ethan on?
Look, yeah, I'm cross promoting. Look, I'm sucking up. CEO. Don't call me out on it. All right, Melissa.
All right, Melissa, what are we doing here?
Game one at Florida, I have as a loss.
I'm gonna throw you out of my house. Just kidding.
can you move it over? Because I can't see the names of the
team.
Oh,
yeah. Let me do that.
Yes. FAMU, Ball State, USF, all wins.
So I guess Virginia
Tech. Virginia Tech win.
Oh, okay.
Cal loss.
Oh, really?
I'm going to be there. We all know my road record is atrocious.
I do know your road record, but that's irrelevant to this game. Anyway.
Louisville win. FSU win.
Okay.
Duke win. Georgia Tech win. Wake win. Cuse win.
So the So who's going with me to Charlotte? Melissa is, Jazz is.
Right. That's how that plays out.
I originally wanted to do 9-3, but I decided I wanted to be different than everybody else. So I took off one of my losses.
Solidarity with Louisville there.
I was gonna put Louisville as an L also, but I was like, nah, I can't have Vish being the only one, and let me have a different record than everyone else.
Well, that's good. Me, Ethan, and DJ will be at Fenway Park, so we'll see you soon.
That's exactly right. The 28th Pinstripe Invitational, or whatever they call it. But let me ask this question, because we asked it with mine and also with Danny's and Blues earlier. Hmm. So if that's what happens, 10-2, but a bad loss to Florida in the opener, Canes fans over on totality are happy, right, with the 10 wins?
But you remedy
that record right there puts you in the ACC championship.
Do you win the 13th game is the big question. Because if you do that, then you're different levels.
I'm gonna assume that Cal doesn't make the ACC championship. So there's a 50-50 chance you're playing FSU again.
Mm-hmm.
Or Clemson. I don't think Clemson's gonna be that good.
Right? You kind of make up for the UF loss with an FSU win. In a lot of fans' minds.
But honestly, I put UF as a loss. I put it as a close loss. If that game was later in the season, I would have it as a win. I just worry because it's week one and it's at the Swamp. If it was home week one, I'd probably put a win. If it was later in the season at the Swamp, I'd probably put a win. The only reason why I have it as a loss because it's week one.
Mm. I still don't think there's a reason.
But I hope to be pleasantly surprised. I would prefer to be wrong.
What's the number on that game? At this point,
I think Miami 2.
Miami -2.5, I think I saw.
2.5.
But didn't the ESPN score predictor have UF as like a 60-something percent chance?
Yeah, ESPN.
Because much like all of your predictions, they believe in mysticism. Well, the vibes are bad in the Swamp. This is football. We're going to go out there and...
I picked the Lucy Cal strictly because I was going to be at that game.
We've discussed this. So when you only travel to big games on the road with this program?
I'm never going back to Chapel Hill ever again. I'm done. I'm done with Chapel Hill. It's never happening ever again.
So wait, has Melissa replaced me as the biggest jinx in the network?
I have one road win in 2019 against Pitt when we benched Nikosi Perry and Jaren Williams led us on a touchdown drive with KJ Osborne.
You know what? As bad as the football record is, because again, it's sporadic games and you only go if it's like, you're not going to go like to a non-competitive game. What she did to the basketball program last year?
The only road game I went to,
the only game we saw together that we won was Stonehill, I think.
That's true. We drove to New York for that massacre against Colorado.
Colorado, yeah.
At least we got good Billy.
The problem would be if you and Ethan show up to a game together, then forget about it.
I think I'm exonerated at this point before I check out of here. I was at the Stanley Cup.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours.
CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Final, game seven.
Okay.
See, I didn't go to any Stanley Cup playoff games because of how bad my records are at games.
See, so you're so, welcome. Okay, so you helped with that.
Yes.
So I was at that. I was at 2003 Yankee Stadium for the Marlins. I was at
nice.
That one. I was at 2000. That was my favorite one. And I was at all three Heat championships. But my favorite one, though, was the Marlins one because I got in the elevator after the game ended. And so as soon as I got in the elevator, I was only one other person in the elevator because we'd watched everybody run the base and all that, and it was Brian Cashman. Wow. That was the only other person in the elevator, the GM of the Yankees.
Poetic justice.
He walks in, he just looks at me, he looks down, and I said, "Where are you going?" He said, "To see the boss." And that was it. He was in an elevator up to see Steinbrenner after losing 2000.
That's quite the story.
It is. That one was a lot of fun. Anyway, as
someone who was 11 years old and their mom let them stay up to watch the 97 Marlins win the World Series, I appreciate
that. I was at that game, 97. Game seven.
There you go.
See, Edgar Renteria is my hero.
Melissa's aging all of us here.
Yeah.
Anyway, I want to say first thing, you guys do a great job, and everybody should follow this entire group, not just on football, but also on basketball and baseball. When those seasons start as well. And obviously, hopefully the basketball team will give us a little bit more. So Melissa,
aren't you going to stay around for show and tell?
I don't know if I can stick around for show and tell.
We're going to do it right now.
Technology, Vish. Yeah. Technology, Vish.
All right, here we go.
Show and tell. Oh, snap. 1968.
Look at that. Jesus
Christ.
Ted Hendricks. Yes,
right there. And look at the schedule that they played. Can you see it?
Let me see.
Northwestern, Georgia Tech, Southern Cal, LSU, Virginia Tech, Auburn, Pitt, Penn State, Alabama, Florida. Wow.
Pretty decent back then, huh?
That was like last. Should I even bother looking up what the win loss record was after?
I was going to say we should do win loss predictions for that.
I mean, last year he held up. What was it from the late 70s? He held something up. We looked and the Canes went 2-8. Or
yeah.
But beat Florida State, so it's still a good season.
Wait, to show and tell, I'm wearing a new hoodie. I got this from the team store a couple weeks ago.
Saw some of the players wearing that today, so that's cool.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Well, it's cool because it's got Coral Gables written on the side of the sleeve.
Damn.
Which is nice. That's nice. A new addition Adidas is doing. You know, it's not my own hoodie for my merch line. I'm repping like actual team merch.
You know what? 1968, 5-5, not bad.
Hey, there you go.
That era of Miami football, not bad. We'll take a 5-5 out of that one.
I don't know. Anyways, Ethan, Mel, thank you guys for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That was fun. DJ,
you got buckets Wednesday, Melissa.
Buckets on Wednesday.
We have a guest.
Yeah.
Before I go, everybody, make sure if you're watching this, like, subscribe, turn the notifications on. Okay. That's all I like.
They have really good Miami Heat coverage on this network also.
Side note behind our Canes coverage, of course.
We're okay.
I do watch the Heat coverage.
I don't know if the team's going to be okay, but we'll see.
Yeah, that's a different story.
We'll sunshine pump as much as we possibly can until Jimmy's traded. Anyway, thanks, guys. Appreciate
it. See you later.
Bye.
All righty.
All right, we do have buckets Wednesday. I guess we can announce the guest. I'm assuming he's still coming. Do you want to do it?
We're like 99% sure we have a guest on Wednesday night. It's going to be the men's basketball assistant coach, Coach Kimball.
Nice.
So
very cool.
Matt's securing that for us.
Well, I think
also if you watch Buckets on Wednesday night, we will be promoting a discount code for 10% off my hoodie merch line. So
wow, look at you! I have to tune in.
If you watch the show on Wednesday.
You don't have to tune in, Lou. We will give you the
You guys don't have to watch, but you'll get you a free hoodie, but that would require me paying for it.
DJ, you need to get one up there. You're cold ass up in Boston.
I could use it right now. It's pretty rainy, pretty gross.
Do you sell any Nebraska ones?
No, I don't think they. I don't think I have any right now, honestly, either. I think I just have shirts.
We need to get DJ a hoodie with like
what
a fan.
To your Nebraska sweatshirt.
It got like worn, and so I had to throw it away.
If we get a picture,
shame DJ into throwing out his Nebraska sweatshirt.
We got a silhouette of DJ's like bald head with a fan behind them like that, and put it on a hoodie. With the silhouette.
Yes. That would be pretty sick.
That'd be pretty badass.
Like, you have to get one of each of your faces. So like DJ with the fan behind him, Blue holding up some like random piece of merch, Vish in his like baseball hat.
With his 17 degrees behind them.
And like those Brady Bunch squares or whatever that they had for the title theme. And we
Brady Bunch squares would be kind of cool too. All right, we're coming out with new merch, guys.
What was it? The four of you, you can get me and Matt. Have Ethan in the center.
I'm here.
You just need two more people.
I'm here. Was at the gym lifting weights with my I'm back.
How's everything?
I'm learning, guys. Fresh.
All right. Well, good luck.
Good luck with all that, buddy.
We need a 5-star guard. Okay, then. Yeah.
Also, just real quickly, I don't know if you guys can read my board.
No, again.
I know what it says. It says Matt Bridges greater than Melanie Hall, which is an inside joke.
Yeah.
Shout out to our guy Matt on Buckets.
Yeah, Buckets. That is a Buckets. That's Buckets lore, is what that is.
All right, we're done. We're done.
Yeah, I think that's about the time. Anyway, we do have F1 tomorrow because there's actually a race this weekend. So that's tomorrow at 9 p.m.
What about Canes on deck?
I don't think we have Canes on deck tomorrow. There's nothing going on with baseball. And then we got Buckets Wednesday, 8 p.m. Hour earlier because that's when we could get.
Next Monday it is, baby.
We preview Florida. And then and then the Monday after that, we'll review the win, and I'll make fun of half this stream here. I'm gonna bring Melissa in just to make fun of her for that one.
Oh, I am off, so you could. I will be off.
I got it up here. It's every other week.
Won't she be at your watch party, Vish?
I will.
So, yeah, but that's not publicly shaming. That's just in front of my friends and like you guys that show up. Like I need to do this online.
Blue, you should come.
Blue, you should come to the watch party.
I'm gonna try.
Right?
I don't have a picture yet of us for the Wall of Fame.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get one.
Someone buy me a plane ticket and I'll be down there.
I might have to Photoshop you, DJ.
All right. I'll take it.
Blue, or next time we play at Boston College.
If we win, we're all throwing ourselves in the pool.
I'll watch. I'll film it.
So you know. You should do it.
I'm only throwing myself in the pool for when the Canes basketball team wins the Natty. And that will be at the hotel pool.
I was about to say, we're going to be there if that's happening in the Final Four again. We got to go.
All right, peoples.
All right.
See you guys soon.
See you later.
See ya.
The Six Rig Kane Show. The Six Rig Kane Show. The Six Rigs Kane Show. You know.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.